Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service ad agency, InsightCubed.com, and the elite training team at Tarot International. Achieve, lead, outclass at Tarot.com.
It is the Business News Hour. In studio with us right now is Deb Brown, and Deb and I go back decades, not just years, as a matter of fact, and she is... recently left her position in Webster City to start something called Save Our Town. And when I saw her tweets from all over the United States, I'm going, Deb, what are you doing? You got to come into the News Hour and tell us about this. Good to see you again.
Good to see you as well, Michael.
This is really interesting because, well, I'm going to let you set it up. What are you doing out there saving one town at a time?
Well, actually, it's Save Your Town. .town, and that's our website too. It's one
that's
of those new
neat.
Extensions,
yeah, right.
So it's pretty easy to call it that. And I have partnered with Becky McCray out of Oklahoma from Small Biz Survival. You may know her
from
that.
I know Becky well.
And we've been working together about 2 years using techniques to go into small rural areas. And for me, that definition is under 20,000, but it actually could be larger. It all depends on what your definition is.
Sure.
We host webinars every month. We talk about gathering your crowd, building your connections, taking small steps, practical steps for small towns to put into action right away.
What is it that small towns, other than a population, what is it that small towns need more than anything?
That's a really good question. Depends on what part of
Depends
the country you're
okay.
in. We have jobs. We need
you
people to work
jobs.
In the jobs.
Yeah.
Housing's an issue that you hear about. And I think they work hand in hand, and that'll all figure it out, get figured out. And they need somebody to be a champion and to be a connector and to come in and say, we can do this. You can do this. Let's make a difference. Build the community that you want to live, work, and play in.
So this is not necessarily the traditional economic development method that you go in and you say, oh, we're going to build a factory and we're going to have spec lots and we're going to do all this stuff. We're going to bring 4,000 people here at a hog farm or something like that. It's not necessarily
right.
That,
there's
right?
plenty of people doing that already.
Right. Correct.
It's funny. We've been working in Webster City with Square, the people that do credit cards, and actually coming to film a documentary. Because our community has made a big turnaround. We've had those champions that say, let that factory go. We don't need you back. And increased our home-based businesses and our home-based, our industries that are already there. We have plenty of jobs in our community looking for people to fill them.
Now, you recently were in Oklahoma, weren't you?
I was. I was in Oklahoma for about a week.
And where were you?
I was in Salisaw, where I did an embedded community visit.
Okay, so tell us about that.
Oh, they're so much fun for me, and I think I hope for the community members as well. So I go in for anywhere from 3 to 5 days, and Salisaw was there for 3 days, and toured the community, just did a walk around, looked at some things on my own, looked at some things with tour guides. We want you to see this. We want you to meet this person. And then sat down with whatever groups you want me to meet with and talk about what I saw and what possibilities are and things you can do that you can start today and accomplish in a week, a month, or 6 months time frame.
Give us an example.
Tour of empty buildings. There's a good one. Most of communities have lots of empty buildings, and we help them set up a tour. It's pretty cool. Actually, people want to see what's in those buildings, and we encourage and talk about how to bring more people into town to be entrepreneurs and utilize what you already have in town. You'd be amazed at the number of people that work out of their garage, or somebody knows somebody that knows somebody. And it's beginning those conversations where you start to gather your crowd, people that are interested, think like you, build your connections. And we're real good at that bonding capital for mm-hmm. those people we know, but we help on bridging capital. So you and I don't travel in the same circles all the time, Michael,
right.
But we know how, who do you know that does this? We know how to have those conversations.
Have those connections. So mm-hmm. you're a connector.
Absolutely.
All right. Her
Absolutely.
Name is Deb Brown, ladies and gentlemen. SaveYourTown.com, as a matter of fact.
Let's try that again. SaveYour.town.
SaveYour.town.
That's right. We'll get
Save
it.
SaveYour.town.
We intentionally made it confusing so people would ask us about it.
So what is that again?
SaveYour.town.
We'll
instead of .com, .town.
We'll have a link on the radio blog. That's a lot easier. Okay, so are you finding... similar issues in small towns across America? Are they suffering from the same things, or is it geographically different, or how? What's
well, geography does have a lot to play with it, as does the mindset of communities. So if you go into a community that's really looking to break out and to do cool things, you're going to have a whole lot better luck. But there are just some communities that are dying. There's that old story. Every time there's a funeral, it's a chance for opportunity for growth, you know? And we've seen some of that. Workforce not needing workforce, not needing jobs, but needing workforce.
People,
right. Housing, those are the two biggest things that we've seen across the board that lots of communities have.
And what sometimes is one of the reasons where people won't invest in these towns to bring housing?
Sometimes the committee of negativity has something to do with that. Generally, it's between 8 to 10% of a population that's pretty vocal and stuck in the past.
Isn't this the truth?
Yep. So we talk about working with the committee of negativity and turning that to your advantage.
How?
I know. It's one of our seminars.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah, we have a webinar on that. And part of it is talking to them about family. It's not about what they can do because they don't believe in themselves anymore. The past is over and done. They're not going back. But when you ask someone, what about your grandkids? Yeah. Wouldn't it be great to have them back here? Now they're looking at possibility. Mm-hmm. And that's just a small step.
Deb Brown, ladies and gentlemen, one town at a time we're going to attempt to save, it sounds like. Most interesting trip over the last couple of months. Where were you that you went, whoa, this is a hidden jewel. This is going to be absolutely huge when they get it.
I've been traveling a lot. First of all, I was out in California in Los Angeles. It's not a small town, but I spoke to the Western Area Chamber executives, and we talked about a lot of small towns. There was a community that is known locally for horseback riding and racing, imagine putting those two possibilities together. So I'm doing a little work with them, just helping them generate ideas and create some revenue around it. Iowa, you know I love Iowa. I was in Stewart, Iowa not too long ago.
There you go.
What a great little, not a bedroom community west of Des Moines. They have some unique buildings downtown.
The Bonnie and Clyde bank building.
The bank there on the corner.
I know.
There's
the hotel.
The hotel, Turtle Star Studio is down there.
I know. Yeah, this is a great community.
And they have that riding walking path that connects several different communities in that area, the White something. Don't have my notes in front of me, sorry. But if you're a bicycler, what a great place to go. And you can ride right here from Des Moines out there.
Yeah, it's a neat community. And, you know, it's one of those towns, if you will, that just seems to sit there. I mean, it's got a beautiful library. It's got a lot of neat things going. It's got that hometown, downtown kind of feel, but it just seems to sit there.
I think you'd be surprised. They've got some people that are stepping up to the plate. Lynn Passetti from Turtle Star Studio is one of them. She's worth looking up. Oh, my God, that beautiful church that they have. Unbelievable, with lots of weddings and things. That group is stepping up and say, hey, we're here. And they're planting a flag in the ground and declaring, we're ready, let's go.
And how do they market what it is that they have?
There's lots of ways. You know, traditional TV, or not TV, radio, newspaper, but online marketing is huge.
Yes, it is.
And our small communities, small towns, and small businesses really need to take advantage of it and use that better.
And probably think a little bit more out of the box, rather than broadcasting, if you will, utilizing those social media tools to their own community, letting the rest of the world know what you have.
Right, and not just broadcasting, throwing stuff out, but telling their stories and sharing the unique things. You know Darcy Malsby.
Sure.
Who's one of the best storytellers out there.
Everything's better and yetter.
Everything is better and yetter. And she's just a real expert on telling your story, yet getting the word out about what you're doing.
Yeah.
Follow her example. I share her story a lot.
See, you know, all of these people, ladies and gentlemen, that Deb is talking about, we have all crossed paths over the past several years, as a matter of fact. And, Darcy's great, and Becky, and you know, these are all people who not only believe in small town America, but you've also lived there.
Well, lived there and know that our United States, if we're truly going to make America great again, not that it ever went bad in my book,
I'm with you.
We have to rely on agriculture. We have to rely on natural resources. We have to rely on the people. And this all comes from rural America.
You know, you just mentioned something. I'm going to have to go down this path now because we've had two stories in the past 2 days on the NewsHour here about the economics of jobs and individuals who are concerned about the enforced immigration standards that are coming out of Washington, D.C., and what that's going to do to jobs on the farm, because farmers are concerned we're not going to be able to pick the produce, we're not going to be able to get to the grapes, we're not going to be able to do the harvest because we just don't have people there. And now today's story was about Churchill Downs. In the back of the track, can't find Americans that will take those jobs, and so they're hiring many undocumented individuals, paying them $15 an hour, but it's getting done, and now that's at question.
So here's the thing. When the Danes came, when the Germans came, when the Irish came, they were all immigrants. And that's part of my heritage, and I'm sure it's probably some of yours as well.
Absolutely.
So let's figure out how to make this work. We're all Americans in the end. The ones that are here want to be Americans. Let's figure out how to make this work.
And for the betterment, I think, of everybody, we had the New American Economy was on with us last week talking about immigration reform in the business community, in the faith community. They're pushing this because they realize the economic impact that this could have on the United States. And when we're looking at unemployment rates, I know here in the metro of 2.7% or in Iowa, 3.1%.
Yeah, we're under 4, so which is unheard of anywhere.
Yeah. Deb Brown, ladies and gentlemen, we're saving one town at a time, and we will have the links to her website up on because I'm going to forget.
Saveyour.town.
Saveyour.town. I should have written that down, Deb.
That's all right.
So where are you going next? What are you doing next?
I'm headed up to Sioux Falls to speak at the Midwest Area Chamber Executives. This summer in July, I will be in Aberdeen, South Dakota, at the Rural X Conference, which is just – Google that one. That's a big one, and that's a fun one, too, for rural people. We're working on some projects with Western Tennessee and another state. As soon as I can talk about it, I will.
Very good. All right. Deb Brown, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much for coming in and doing this. Really appreciate it, Michael, for having me.
That's I appreciate it.
We will, if you missed all or part of this conversation with Deb, we will have that up on the radio blog so that you can share that far and wide and let folks know about saving towns in America. Rural America is an amazing place to be. And, you know, as I think about it, Deb, those are the places where we still can keep doors open and not lock cars and have a quality of life that sometimes escapes.
Mostly. And, you know, you can be a big fish in a little pond.
Oh, boy.
Very quickly. And you can help determine your future a lot easier in a small town.
That's it. Deb Brown, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we've got to sneak aside because we've got the Wall Street Report coming up. What happened today on that sliver of land between Wall and Broad on Manhattan? We will tell you next on the NewsHour.